Mountaintop movies, mountaintop movies, mountaintop movies. We are pretty high.
In the sky. On 90.5 WASU FM Boone.
Well, hello, everybody. Back again with another episode of Mountaintop Movies. I am Sunshine Mayfield, and I'm sorry to say it, but our co-host, Eitan Lees, he is sick. He is sick, and it is not good because it's just he's feeling really bad. But it's cool because we have Ben Koch back again to replace him.
Can't get rid of me.
And so he's actually tied with Eitan now.
Can't
for
get
shows.
Rid of me.
And then on the other mic, the chair of Apps Films, really hard to get a hold of, but finally we got her here, Miss Lee Laughlin. How are you doing today?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Doing well. So, Eitan's sick. I can't believe he just ditched us like that. I don't care if you have a hernia or diarrhea. Get on the show.
Mountaintop Movies comes first.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. Get your priorities straight.
It doesn't matter.
Please.
So, let's. You ready to go? Show number four? You ready? Ben Koch
let's
and Lee Laughlin?
I am.
All right. Here is Real Talk.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
All right. Mr. Koch, what have you seen recently?
Okay. Well, I haven't really seen a ton recently, actually.
If you're going to be on the show, you really need to stop slacking.
Well, I know. But I did, I figured since to follow with our theme today, I would talk about a few horror movies that I kind of saw recently.
What's our theme, since we haven't said that yet, and you just decided to jump on into it? What is it, Mr. Koch?
Well, I thought you'd like to introduce it.
No, it's all you. You take it away.
Okay, well, the theme today is slasher films.
Slasher movies. It's getting to be Halloween time. It's getting to be around that time for horror movies.
Exactly. So I took that theme and kind of just broadened it. So I took a horror movie class a little while ago, and I just wanted to mention one of my favorite movies that we watched for that. So this comes with a high recommendation. It's a Japanese film that was made in, I think, 2002.
Can I guess?
Please.
Is it Audition?
It is Audition.
Ah!
Nice. Have we talked about this on the show?
No, but I enjoy
have you
it.
Seen it.
Yo, yes.
Have you seen it, Lee?
I have not.
All right. If you're listening right now and you're near somebody who has seen it and they're about to tell you what happens, make them stop. Make them stop right now.
Punch them in the face.
Punch them in the head.
Don't let them
make
do it.
Make them stop. Do not go into this without any knowledge, please. This isn't what
Catfish
I did.
Catfish style. That's what I like to call those movies now.
I missed the class before we had to see this movie. I went to see the movie and was like, what's this about? Oh, an audition? That's all I knew.
Yeah,
I knew it was in Japanese. That's what I knew. And so watch the subtitle just because that's a general rule of thumb.
And to quote Ben Koch, if you're one of those people who doesn't like to read movies, get over it.
Get over it, please.
That's a Ben Koch one-liner.
It's better. So anyway, The Audition, which I think is like a 2002 movie. Anyway, it's really good. It's kind of long and
awesome.
Don't shut it off. Because if you shut it off, if you get to the point, you're like, it's boring, and you shut it off, then you've ruined the entire movie experience. Because it really comes together in the end.
99, by the
way. And was it 99?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't mean
to. No, it's okay. You didn't interrupt me. But seriously, just watch. You have to watch the whole movie, even if you think it might be kind of boring. Just muscle through it. You will not be disappointed. Well, I don't know. Because it might just freak you out.
It is not for the weak-hearted. It is not like a... It's
yeah.
There's some brutal parts of that movie.
I walked out of that and was like,
gross.
I was confused as to what to think about life in general. It alters your perception. It really does.
The game is a little deceiving, though. I mean, the audition.
Well,
all
right, well, you.
It is. That's the whole point of it. Is that even the movie itself, the first 7/8 of the movie is completely deceiving to what it is.
Oh, no, because you're sitting there and you're like, this is a very romantic story. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So, anyway, I don't want to talk any more about it because I don't want to give away
anything. But it's really... I would say... How many stars would you give
five,
it? Because I've
five.
Given it... I don't know.
Five.
Four. I'm about a 4-star for Audition.
For me, it's a perfect horror movie.
Oh,
to me, it's the perfect horror movie.
I mean, I liked it because 4 stars, I really liked it. But I guess it just... there's some horror movies that I really connect with, and Audition was one that I really enjoyed, but never really, nothing pushed me from that 4 to a 5. But it is still really good, and I totally recommend seeing it and being freaked out because you're like, this is so sweet. This couple is really. Like,
yeah.
Then you're just dead silent.
No,
because
that is an accurate portrayal of what your mind does when the turning point.
In everything
the movie
you think
comes,
you know about stops. Love, everything you think stops. You know, forget
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
it's not real love.
Anyway,
sounds like a deep movie too. Then.
It's pretty deep.
Yeah,
it's something.
Lee, anything you've seen recently?
I recently saw Dirty Harry, which I hadn't seen before, and I love Clint Eastwood, so that was on my list of movies to watch. And that was an excellent movie. It was really, really good. They had I don't know who directed it. I hadn't looked that up. I'm a bad movie buff, but it had really great camera angles, and like the music that they used, like they had a lot of music segments where there was no talking, but the music forwarded the plot. It was really well done. I liked it a lot, and it was a great like 60s vibe. It was really good.
I've never actually seen that movie.
Really?
It's on my list. It's sitting on my instant queue right now.
It's a great movie.
Don Siegel, by the way, directed that.
Oh, okay.
Don Siegel.
Eastwood
just on Eastwood in general. Yeah. I'm not going to say the man can do no wrong, because I haven't seen all his movies.
Yeah.
But of what I've seen, the dude rocks it.
Yeah, he does.
Have you seen Gran Torino?
Like, yeah.
That was an amazing movie. I thought that was awesome.
Who doesn't like an old racist man who ends up having a heart of gold at the end of it?
Yeah.
There are too many racial slurs in that movie.
I think that's one of the best parts, is because you can't say that stuff, you know? But Clint Eastwood can totally say that.
I've said it. That when I'm an old, bitter man at the age of 80 and my kids are trying to put me in a retirement home, I'm just going to sit on my porch, fix up my house when I need to, and PBR right next to me.
Carry a shotgun.
Cooler PBR.
I don't get... apparently your taste buds are so bitter at that point that it just doesn't matter.
Just, you drink what you're used to. That's
Clint Eastwood. But just in general... Awesome ending. Spoiler alert, Clint Eastwood's the man.
Yeah.
So
that's big spoiler,
that's like
right?
Well known,
I don't know if you
though.
Knew that.
And he's not dead the entire movie, Bruce Willis. Take that one.
Shyamalan did not write it, contrary to popular belief.
Most people
think he did, but he didn't. I don't think Shyamalan would have included so many Asian racial slurs if he wrote that.
Probably not.
That's probably a very true statement. All right. Well, recently I was given free tickets to go see You Again, which was in theaters. Not anymore. It's not in the Boone Theater anymore. But all I have to say is me and Eitan went and saw it.
You did. Oh, man.
I've never ever thought about walking out of a free movie until right about then.
Yeah.
Really? I mean, it has Betty White. I mean,
for like 8 lines, she is not in that movie. Like they put her at the center of the poster.
Yeah.
And the stars, Betty White.
She's so marketable right now.
Have you guys ever seen Veronica Mars?
Yes, I have seen.
That's one
I've
of
seen an
the
episode.
Best like underrated shows. That got canceled after 3 seasons,
canceled.
But Kristen Bell was a star of that, and that's probably one of my favorite.
Kristen
shows.
Was also the star of
She's Hot.
Pulse.
Let's just say that. She was also the star of Forgetting Sarah Marshall,
which
was
great.
Really funny. It was really good.
It was
really
weird to see her as this like goody two shoes
and
You Again.
Too, I think, right?
But
she's in. I don't know.
I think she was in it for a little while. I'm not sure. I didn't watch Heroes.
I never watched
Heroes. When it comes down to the movie, though, there's just problems in continuity. The biggest thing that bothered me was we're sitting there, we're watching the movie, and like there's a. We Are the Champions happens to be a song that Kristen Bell's character hates because she got picked on a lot in high school with that song. Go figure. And the sister that's getting married ends up putting on the CD to annoy her, like, hey, I'm going to put in this song so just to remind you how awful it was in high school. And she puts on the CD... And immediately, it starts at the chorus of We Are the Champions.
Oh, of course.
Like, I'm just like, "That's you must have edited that CD way before you decided to put it on your mixtape." Like,
yeah.
I didn't know this was a mashup.
Well,
no, you had that talent.
I have most of my songs that are just the choruses on my CDs.
Yeah, exactly.
Get
no verses, just the stuff you know how to sing.
It's 25 seconds of songs.
Except for the chorus.
Yeah.
It was...
And you're right, Kristen Bell was on Heroes.
It was
12
bad.
12 episodes, according to IMDb.
Ooh. But, yeah, no, I do not recommend You Again. I give it 1 out of 5.
Ooh, that's rough.
Maybe a 1.5, because Betty White's 7 lines are kind of witty. and awesome set of cameos in that movie. Completely random. The Rock shows up at one point. The dad from Growing Pains shows up at one point.
What?
Gloris Leachman shows up at one point.
I love Gloris.
And, like, Eitan didn't know who she was. He's just like, who's that? I was like, that's Val Bluco from Young Frankenstein. He goes,
She's everything from everything.
Every cameo that came on, though, I started busting out laughing, and no one else in the theater laughed, even at Gloris Leachman, and we were in there with old people.
Oh, man.
Little known fact for Young Frankenstein, do you know what her name means?
Is it appropriate for radio?
Yeah, no, I'm pretty...
That's my first question.
I heard this from someone, and it makes sense, but I'm not positive on it. We could look it up, but pretty sure it means glue, because every time they say Frau Blücher, like, the horse is winning, you know? So I'm pretty sure her
name afraid
means...
of glue?
Well, yeah,
being turned into glue?
Yeah, so I think that... I mean, I could see Mel Brooks doing that, you know?
Yeah.
It didn't mean bar mitzvah for Mel Brooks. All right, anything else you've seen recently, Mr. Koch?
Going back to that class that I took, I have to say that my new, what is now like my new favorite horror film of all time is a zombie movie called Brain Dead, a.k.a. Dead Alive.
Oh, is that the, Peter Jackson movie?
Peter Jackson, New Zealand. He made it when he was still in New Zealand. And if those of you who have seen The Lord of the Rings, and then you saw, like, King Kong, and then, like, The Lovely Bones, and, like, all his movies he's done since Lord of the Rings, you need to go back and see his early movies, because you do not know.
Heavenly Creatures.
His earliest movies were Dead Alive, a movie, I don't remember what it's called now, but it was basically a movie with puppets. But his earliest movies are very, very campy. And, like, just gory and, like,
Sam Raimi campy? Evil Dead campy?
Dead Alive is a different level. Like, it's on another... Like, it is by far the goriest movie I've ever seen. The level of blood is taken to a height that nobody else has
ever gotten
to. Evil
Dead is a 10 in goriness than your movie by Peter Jackson.
Dead Alive is like a 15.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
I want to watch this immediately. Mm-hmm.
It's terrific. It's really good. It's very gross. I actually walked out with a little bit of an upset stomach, and that never happens to me. I don't get sick in like movies for any reason, but my stomach was feeling a little in it because there's so much blood. It's just like fake, just sometimes just obviously fake blood, and there's so many just really disgusting scenes that are like really memorable, like... when he walks into the foyer that is completely filled with zombies and he just picks up his lawnmower and just walks through the crowd of zombies with the lawnmower.
That
like, oh,
awesome.
My God, it's incredible. and then at some point, it's just like slipping because there's so much blood around. Oh, my, it's disgusting.
Sounds phenomenal.
But it's called Dead Alive. That's the American title. The New Zealand title was Brain Dead.
Do you know if you can find it on Netflix?
Yeah, I'm guessing for sure you can find it on Netflix. I'll look it
up
right
now.
That
seems to be the way most people
You just said that he mowed down some zombies and then he was slipping in the blood. We have a guy on the Films Council he's a big horror movie buff.
He often slips on zombie blood.
Well, no, he showed me that clip, actually, you know, because like you said it, and it reminded me. And it's a lot of blood. I mean,
yeah,
it's crazy. But it's also, I do love the lawnmower technique for zombies, you know.
It's
worked out
technique.
Well for him.
If you read the zombie survival handbook, what is the Shaolin spade is the weapon of choice for zombies.
I didn't know that.
A lot of reach. It's very sharp.
You don't have to reload it.
You don't have to reload it, which is
why. Ammo.
But it's got a longer reach than like a machete, because some people would be like, if zombies attack machetes.
I feel like if I had a zombie attack, I'd have like some sort of shotgun with some sort of, I don't know, axe attached to the front. That's what I would want. Something that could double as a ranged
or
weapon.
Or the Dead Rising chainsaw.
I was gonna say my close range weapon of choice is a chainsaw.
Yeah. Oh, but it runs out of gas. You're done.
That's the problem.
But you gotta have other weapons. That's like your first one to like get everyone, all the zombies out of your way, make a wide circle, and then you pull out your guns.
Were we really talking about this?
Yes. Well, I know exactly what my weapon of choice would be.
You guys are going to be prepared for the zombie apocalypse.
Are you not? I mean,
I know exactly what my weapon's going to be.
But anyway,
hanging out with Grant, Clint Eastwood drinking
PBR. Oh, of course.
Zombie apocalypse, find me Clint Eastwood.
Yeah. He's going to live
sure
through this.
You wouldn't want Woody Harrelson?
He might already be a zombie. Clint Eastwood already might be there.
Dead Alive is actually on Netflix.
Yes.
Yeah, you can add it to your queue. You can't watch it instant, but you can add it to your queue, and it's awesome.
All right.
So go watch it.
Quickly, Lee,
What's up?
Another movie you saw recently, or you can pass.
I work at a Greenbrier as well, and we put on the movies that Apps chooses. So I've been watching all of the vintage movies that we bring, and I just saw The Great Escape actually last Wednesday.
Ooh,
and that was a good
kicking
movie.
It back old school.
I like it. Steve McQueen.
Oh yeah, and then we had a Steve McQueen little series. We had Bullet before that, and that was really good. Too.
I laughed at the bullet car chase because like it's renowned for like. It passes the same beetle like 9 times throughout the chase. It's going down the roads, and there's that same beetle.
Yeah.
That was
it's weird.
The cool thing
like
is Steve McQueen
too. Yeah. Like the beetle, it'll be in the same place like from different angles, and it'll be doing like the same stop like 3 different times.
My favorite is the car loses like all of its like it loses like 3 hubcaps, and then the next cut they're all back on. But Bullet's a fun movie.
Yeah. But, I mean, I hadn't seen a lot of Steve McQueen before this, and I'm now going to have to look into that more.
Like Magnificent Seven, good one.
It is. I have seen that
based
one.
On Seven Samurai.
I mean,
was a crazy movie. We brought
with
that
Yul Brynner,
year.
Who was chosen because he had that Asian look to him that reminded it actually like referenced back to the Seven Samurai.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's why?
Have you guys seen the Seven Samurai?
Oh, yeah.
It's sitting on my queue right it's now, good. And it's always just that movie that I'm like, I really want to watch it. I don't want to dedicate
it's
another
like three
hours. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I actually watched it in
like,
three increments.
Give me a weekend. I can't do that with movies, though.
I know.
Like, I can't.
I usually
like to watch it all at once.
I do, too. But I was watching it with my roommate, and we would start it every night, like, late, and we're like, oh, we can't finish this. So we just, like, cut it off, watch it the next night, and then we're like, oh, I can't finish this.
Another hour.
Next night. Yeah. So
if you had to rank, The Great Escape, 5 stars out of 5. 3 being you like it, 4 you really like it, 5 loved it.
I would say 3.5 or 4. I just, it kind of left me, like, unfulfilled, you know, because, like, I mean,
there's certain movies that do.
Yeah, I mean, well, and it's based on a true story, so I like that they don't change it and make it a happy ending. But like, you know, I don't want to give away anything, so I'm not going to say anything else.
Well, The Great Escape is a classic.
It was really good though. I enjoyed it because I also like how Steve McQueen has the kind of like the Yankee attitude. You know, like, they're in like a British.
Oh yeah.
Well, not a British camp, but like it's
German.
Mainly British people. So like
it's
he's like
Germans.
A Yank. You know,
those Germans.
The Germans are coming.
Speaking of Germans, I just saw the Green Hornet trailer with Christoph Waltz as the villain. excited.
I love
Christoph. I'm really excited about that.
I love Christoph.
That's it. That's all I had about Germans. But I saw – you don't even see him in the trailer
you
much.
You
see
again?
His face like once and you're just
do
like,
you?
No! So pumped. Yeah. All right. Anyways, back to Real Talk. just for the last movie of the Real Talk rundown, recently watched American Pie again. And gotta say, that is a fun movie. Like, that's it. Like, it's not good. It's just fun.
Yeah.
I mean, I enjoyed it.
To me,
awesome
I feel like
soundtrack, by the way.
To me, I feel like it's one of those movies where, and a lot of people actually use the writers, they like come up, a lot of writers will do this. They'll come up with like a bunch of like really funny scenes or like interesting scenes, and then they'll create a movie around it. And so I feel like
that's what
the
did.
Person made mm-hmm. that the scene with the apple pie. I'm not going to go into it.
No, pass.
And they made like that scene and then the opening scene. I'm not going to go into that one either.
any of the scenes.
I can't go into any of these scenes.
It is
I
not,
really can't.
It is not clean.
Yeah, and my guess is they came up with a bunch of these and said, you know, these could be strung together in a story. And then he created these characters and they did. And it's kind of, it's a fun.
What I really enjoyed movie. About it though is just the soundtrack is straight 90s soundtrack. Mm-hmm. So like you just come out of nowhere and you're like, oh, that's One Week by Bare Naked Ladies. Oh,
yeah.
And like it's just got all the songs you remember, like the songs you remember hearing when you were in.
Sixth grade. I like it, but two of the characters, like every time I watch it, I'm always like, this would be so much better if it didn't have like that one character who's like the boyfriend of Tara Reid. I don't remember his name.
Kevin,
and then the other one who's in the lacrosse team that joins. The chorus to like
Oz
girls.
Is my favorite character in that movie.
He's so annoying.
He's my favorite character in that.
Movie. Those two are the most annoying characters, and I think it's just because the actors I don't think were very good, and they're just annoyed.
No,
just annoyed.
Chris
me.
Klein
just
as
really
Oz was
me.
Wonderful because they're singing "Do You Believe in Magic?" and he's like, "Dooby dooby doo magic," and then and like everyone's like, "What a jerk for singing that stupid." Ella Fitzgerald knockoff of magic. And the teacher's like, hey, what was that? And he was just like, oh, I'm sorry. She's like, no, it was good. He's like, well, it just came from the heart. And she was like, keep it up. And I was like, ah, that's awesome. So bad. But so, like, it's just a fun movie.
Yeah.
By the way, the kid who played Kevin, do you remember seeing him back in the day as the rookie?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Wasn't his character also named Kevin in there?
I think you're right. I'm checking now.
It was.
Or maybe that was either the main character of Rookie of the Year or the one where he like becomes the manager of the Twins.
No, it is not Little Big League.
Little Big League, as it's called.
Do not get those confused.
Well, I know.
Little Big
League. But I get the main character.
Superior.
I get the main character. They made that like movie. It was, where he went like back in time to Arabia or whatever.
Yes, it was A Kid in King Arthur's Court.
God, not Arabia. I'm sorry.
That's,
Isn't that the same kid?
A Kid in Aladdin's Palace, maybe?
Oh, that one, too.
And his name was Calvin in that one.
Oh, okay. Switching it up just a little.
Same actor, but... Yeah, it's the same actor, I think, but different.
Oh, maybe I'm completely mistaken, because I do not see Rookie of the Year on this IMDb list, but I'm pretty sure it's him. They look a lot alike, but I could be wrong. I'm sorry. My fault.
No, I don't think he's... Whoopsies. I don't think he's either the main character in Rookie of the Year or he's the main character in Little Big League.
He might be neither.
Okay, then.
All right, so Thomas Ian Nicholas is... Thomas Ian Nicholas is in...
This has been incredibly productive.
Is in American Pie as Kevin. And then the kid's name in this... Oh, it is. It is. He is in Rookie of the Year. Good. I just missed it.
Oh, okay.
Henry Roaring Gardner.
You just roared his name.
That's how they say it in the movie. Razzle brazzle. That's how they just. All right, anyways. All right, that's real talk. So coming up next, we have our movie spotlight because it's going to be short because it doesn't need to go any longer than 4 minutes. So here is our movie spotlight. Here's the trailer that works so well over the air, like we say every show. But this one, probably the least out of everyone. This is My Soul to Take. That's right, it's silent.
Lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep.
The screen's blank, so you're not missing anything.
If I should die before
Branch.
I wake. I pray the Lord.
Uh-oh, guy walking on bridge. Nothing's behind
my
him.
My soul to take.
Oh, he's running. Oh, monster!
Got thrown off the bridge.
Thrown off a bridge.
What just happened?
Rainy house. Woods.
My name is Adam Hellerman, but everyone calls me Bug. I live in Riverton, Massachusetts.
Oh, okay,
a small
cool.
town notable for fishing, tourism, and the Riverton Ripper.
They don't mention any of that in the
Ripper
movie, by the way.
The Ripper was killed 16 years ago today. The very night that 7 of us here were born. Some say we share more than just a birthday.
They found Jay Chan in the river this morning. He's dead. Pray for our souls.
He was one of the 7, if you didn't know.
Hello?
You couldn't see that. Oh, no, another one out of the 7 got killed. Essentially, they're showing you the entire movie via this trailer.
Souls live on.
Do you think the Ripper came back to take his revenge?
What if his soul went into one of the 7 kids who were born the night he died?
Oh no.
Bug?
Pray for our souls, Bug.
But which one?
Do you know who your father was?
Alright, I'm bored. Trailer turned down. Alright, well...
Eitan, who is actually in contact with me right now via Facebook chat, he sent me a message. He said, My Soul to Take was the worst movie. The worst.
I'll give you what I can think about it. It was bad. It was really bad.
Don't hold back.
What a piece of poop. Like, that's it.
Yeah. For the record, I also like to say that me and Lee have not seen this.
Nope.
Only Sunshine and Eitan.
He's gonna use your soul.
He's using me
vent about how he feels about this. It was awful.
Yeah.
It was a bad movie.
I kind of figured it would be.
I mean, like, and granted, most horror flicks that are coming out now, They're bad.
It's
but
really hard to do a good one, I think.
Like, let me in! All yeah, right, like, anyways. But
fall short.
But this was, oh, so bad.
Yeah.
Like, all right, so the whole premise is like, this dude was a schizophrenic back in the day, and so when he was killed, like, actually, you never knew that he died.
Yeah.
Because, like, he, like, got flung from the ambulance and whatnot.
Okay.
Which is very similar to, like, death. Halloween, too. But mm-hmm. anyways, so he gets thrown from him. You don't know if he dies. But then, simultaneously, 7 preemie babies were born. And they all got one element of his schizophrenicness. And one of those was the killer.
Was he a demigod? What?
I don't know.
Like,
I don't know how it worked.
How does that work?
Anyways.
Like
it just happens.
So, like, he sits there and, like, that happens. And then, so, like,
sounds like an episode of Treehouse of Horror.
On this day, kids start getting killed, yeah. And it's like it's really, it's a slasher movie, which goes right with our theme. That's kind of why we chose it. But
I think it is such a bad one. I always say, in lieu of a lot of horror movies that are coming out now, just go watch some of the really good Treehouses of Horror from The Simpsons episodes, like 10, and I think there's a few that are I can remember off the top of my head, like 6 and 7, I think, are awesome. those Halloween episodes. Oh, also,
Word from Eitan.
Word from Eitan. He wrote, it was crap in multiple dimensions. three dimensions of vomit. It was better with the glasses off. Did you guys see it?
Yeah, 3D? No, it was in 3D.
Oh, God, it was in 3D.
Which was, here's the best part. So, like, all these killings happen, and so eventually it comes out. Spoiler alert, this movie's crap. So I'm just going to tell you the ending anyways, because you shouldn't go see it. You should go see something good like Let Me In. So don't go see this one. But so he's sitting there, and one of the dudes reveals himself as to be like the guy who's like, I'm the bad personality, grr. And so he gets killed. So in this town, like, all it takes was his sister being like, it's right, bad spirit was in that kid, and he killed him. That's it. Like,
that's the end.
Lets him off. He is fine. No court case. Nothing. Town hero. Even though his mother was dead, the cop in his house got killed. All of his friends were dead. All of them. But it just took his sister being like, but the evil soul was in that dead guy. Which made them be like, cool. Story over.
We're done.
Game over. And then the credits were it looked like a happy Wes Anderson movie. Like, that's what the credits were.
Really?
It was like,
that's funny.
Like, trees dancing and, like, the song playing. And it was Wes Craven,
shame
on you.
Little side note. I noticed that kid who's, like, the main character, his name is, I just looked it up, Max Theorio.
He was in The Pacifier.
Theorio, yeah. Well, yeah, okay, but I wasn't going to say that. But I was just going to say that he reminds me of that guy who hasn't done, like, anything forever. Isn't it Devin Sawa?
Who in was Idle Hands in
was
Wild
in
American.
Hands. Yeah, he was in Idle Hands.
What, did I just say Wild American?
I think you did.
Whoops.
Which, wild, by the way, Idle Hands, I love that movie.
It's funny.
It's so great. I watched it for the first time on, like, MTV. Like, it was playing on TV one day, and I was, like, watching. I was like, how have I never seen this? This is hilarious. I love it. It's hysterical. And ridiculous.
It's nuts.
And also a horror movie.
Devin Saw was also in
parody.
Final Destination.
Oh, yeah.
The original.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so this movie, I think one of the funniest things is there's a redhead girl named Penelope, mm-hmm. and she is very much in touch with spirits.
Right.
And so they're sitting
she touches spirits.
No.
Got it.
She's in touch with the spirits.
Oh, got it.
And so
okay.
she's like, we're all going to die. It's going to happen. And so
the spirits say we're going
to
die.
So they're like, we're getting killed today was essentially what she's running around doing. And
you guys don't know, but
so
we're
like
totally
the longest time I'm sitting there and I'm just like, who is this girl? I recognize her from something. Who is it? She's done so much stuff, which she really hasn't, but it's such high caliber of acting. And then it came to me at the credits.
Yeah.
The girl from Max Keeble's Big Move. It was her. That's why this movie was so good. It's because of the quality actors they pulled. People from The Pacifier. People from Max Keeble's Big Move. The up-and-coming stars of America.
I have to say, I have not seen Max Keeble's Big Move.
I haven't either.
You are missing out.
It rings a bell, but I have not seen it. Was it like a Disney movie?
It was a Nickelodeon movie.
Yeah, it was. I think he had did he have a show?
No, it might have been
did
Disney.
Did he have a TV show? No, I'm pretty positive it was Nickelodeon. So I watch a lot of Nickelodeon.
But I remember it being on the Movie Surfers on the Disney Channel. I remember them talking about it.
Well, they can still talk about it.
They wouldn't have done a Nickelodeon movie.
Well, you can do a Nick. You can still have multiple studios produce a movie.
Yeah, but Disney's Disney and Nickelodeon's Universal, so there's a rivalry there. Like,
no, I know there is, but it happens. You know,
we're about to find out.
Yeah, okay,
you want to make a wager?
No.
Nothing.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
$5.
Nope.
Because you think it's actually Nickelodeon?
Because I think it is, but I don't. No, no. I don't know for sure.
Disney's Max Keeble's big move.
Face to Ben.
It. It's cool because last, like, a couple weeks ago, I thought it was Wall Street 2. So, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
So, yeah, we're even. It's 1-1 right now.
Well, you both
one
sounded,
to 1.
And I probably sounded
I think
dumber than
you
did.
I have yeah. one. No,
so, do you want to hear Eitan's favorite line from the movie?
From My Soul to Take?
No, from Max Keeble's big. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, from My Soul to Take. Like, no, his favorite line, he said, "I am the condor. I eat death for breakfast.
That's the ending line to the movie.
Is it the ending line?
It's the ending line.
It's the final line. Wow.
It's a. If you want to, I don't know. Eitan might disagree.
I am the condor. I pee on my feet.
Eitan might.
Condors do that. I learned that when I went took a family trip.
Eitan's probably going to disagree with me. I say it is funny. Like it's that bad. Eitan will probably just
think it's bad.
Just tell you that it's bad and don't even. It was like $13.50 to go
we'll
see it.
I think he's responding to you right now.
He says it's like $13.50 to go see that movie in 3D, which is ridiculous.
He said he would rather see you again.
Which, and he can tell you how bad that was right then. All right, so that is Real Talk. Sorry, that is Movie Spotlight with My Soul to Take. It's a piece of garbage. Don't go see it. So that's all for that.
I'm
but
disappointed
we are
in you, Wes Craven.
Yeah, he is.
It's gone downhill.
He's slipping.
Well, I'm. All right, we're going to go to some spots, but we will be back very soon. These are messages from other people, so don't go anywhere.
Rob, it's your turn.
Okay, I'm feeling kind of basic today. Top 5 side ones, track ones.
Welcome to the top five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, that was beautiful, glorious.
Yes,
nice. Done.
Yes, thank you.
Very nice, very
did that,
nice.
Did that in lieu of Eitan, who said he was going to make a new top five.
I really
song
wish she was
week
here because you're kind of sucking right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I did. I just came up with that and it was pretty awful.
That was, oh man, I miss Eitan. Get off my show, Ben. All right, no.
Can't get rid of me.
So, top five.
Top five.
Slasher movie.
Slasher movie.
That's how you have to say it from.
Okay. From top five.
Slasher movie.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Did you ever watch Imagination Land, the trilogy,
yes,
and then Jason Voorhees' voice is like, "We're super evil." You're just like, it's too hilarious.
Yeah.
All right, top five slash movies. Eitan digitally sent you his
top five,
so we're gonna save those for last.
Okay.
And we'll read those at the very end because he always has to go last even when he's not on this show. So
this is gonna make him
Ben Koch, top five movies.
Okay,
slasher movies.
My top five movies. I do have to say first off that I'm not. I like slasher movies, but it's probably the least familiar with of the subgenres of horror that I'm familiar with. So so just keep that in mind. Number five, I have Scary Movie.
As in the parody.
It's a parody of a slasher, but it is technically a slasher.
All right, fair enough.
And I can defend that.
All right, no. You don't even have to. I got you on this.
Number four, Scream.
All right, yes. Not on mine.
It's good. It's a revisionist slasher, and I thought it was well done. Anyway.
It brought back the genre. It did it well.
It did. I didn't actually mean revisionist. It was not revisionist. Anyway. sorry. Number three, Alien. And I have my reasons that it is a slasher.
All right, ready, go, because I don't believe you.
You don't believe me?
I'm not going to buy it.
Now, you can make me look. Now, if you explain it to the point to where it converts me, congrats. But I don't know if you can.
Give me a second.
You don't have a second. Go. You need to be ready for this debate before the show comes on.
I am ready for the debate.
Defend it.
I'm ready for the debate right now.
Seriously?
Yeah.
All right, go.
Yeah.
I don't have time for this.
Go. What?
What?
Okay. Do you want to know the criteria for the slasher film? It is considered a revisionist slasher film because it's a different way of doing it. But one of the main components is there's always a final girl.
Yes.
In a slasher movie.
Fair enough. She's an alien.
She's a
Sigourney Weaver in Aliens.
Alien.
I thought you said Aliens is
Alien.
Your, the first one.
The first one.
Is your, okay.
No,
is your
the second one isn't. The first one is the size.
All right, so Alien.
Alien.
So Aliens is not, but aliens. Alien is.
Alien, yes.
All right, okay. So there's a final girl. Yes, done.
There's a final girl. She's the final girl.
You're Jamie Lee Curtis of...
Right.
All right, done.
The okay. And then the slasher, in this case, the murderer, who throughout the movie kills off the friends, the group of people who are resisting the idea that it's there at first, that the danger is present at first, is like the crew. And like the crew is the group of people, or the youth, usually, in slasher movies. This time, yes. It's a crew.
So what's the thing that this group of people has done wrong? Because normally the group is immoral in some way.
Well, it's not. They don't always have to be necessarily. I think that there's a lot of different ways that this is revisionist. In some ways, it's like, and one, there's usually like a past event. You know that there's they feel guilty of a wrongful action and something like that, or that they see, or and then the killer. There's also a whole stuff about the killer who has seen an injury, fall, or death. The killer experiences a loss. The killer kills the guilty members of the young community. Whatever. That's the. Like past event stuff, and I think that they kind of ignore a little bit of the past event in this one, as part of it revisionist.
Can you ignore criteria there?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, I mean,
if you're revising the formula, then you can.
I get your point. So I will accept Alien as a proper three on your list. All right, okay. Two,
Halloween.
Duh.
Yep.
And
number one, to me, the father of slasher movies.
You're gonna tell me
Psycho.
Okay. I thought all right, fair enough. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
It is the birthplace of the slasher film, in my opinion. Actually, right. In a lot of opinions.
So run through yours really fast again then.
Okay, so again,
five.
My top five. Five Scary Movie, four Scream, three Alien, two Halloween, one Psycho.
Alright, we have two matches.
Alright.
Two matches. Alright, you ready for my top five?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Number five. The original 1974 Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Okay.
Really good.
I haven't
good.
Seen that.
Yeah. The main character in that's a guy in a wheelchair who just complains the entire movie, and I can't wait to see him die, and then he does. Spoiler alert, everyone dies. All right, except for the final girl. Which is in every movie. All right, number four, 1960, same time as Psycho, but in Britain, Peeping Tom.
Oh.
It's about a dude who
we had to watch that for my
goes around
class
with a he has a video camera.
Yeah.
And he likes to tell girls that like they're filming him for modeling and stuff. Uh-huh. And then he has it on a tripod, and at the end he flicks up the tripod and a knife's on the bottom of the leg.
Uh-huh.
And he stabs them like while filming them so he can film fear.
Oh.
And it has all the criteria. There's a past event that made him do that, and he like ends up. It's really good though, it's 1960, but it's very nice. So Peeping Tom, my number four, very good.
Cool.
Number three, also from 1974, what I consider is the one who brought slasher films kind of back.
Right.
The first time.
Right.
Black Christmas.
Okay.
Very
I've heard
good.
Of it. I've heard of it, and I've heard like good things.
It's on Netflix streaming right now.
Yeah.
I highly recommend just going and watching it.
Yeah.
Immediately. So Black Christmas is my number three. My number two, Psycho.
Mm-hmm.
And my number one, my all-time favorite slasher movie, Halloween, 1978, Jamie Lee Curtis. To me, that is the perfect horror movie.
Right.
There is nothing perfect.
When you think of slasher films, I do. I immediately think of Halloween.
And I'm going to get mad at Eitan if he put Friday the 13th on his list. Is it on there?
You'll have to wait. You'll have to see.
All right, anyways. Well, if he puts it on there, then I will tell you why I think that is a stupid...
Why? Because it's kind of... You think it's a rip-off or something?
It's just bad. It's just
I've never seen
movie.
It. I really, I've never seen it.
All right, so my five Texas Chainsaw Massacre, 1974. Four, Peeping Tom, 1960. It's a British. Three, Black Christmas, 1974. The original, not the remake. Two, Psycho, again, the original, not the remake. And one, the perfect horror movie, Halloween, the original. So, Eitan Lees is Ghost. Ben Koch as Eitan Lees.
Did they give her?
I actually I'm not too crazy about slasher films, so I really haven't seen any at all. I know, I'm sorry.
Do you have one that you really enjoyed? Like, if you had to pick a favorite,
It's probably like the only one that. Well, actually, Psycho. Psycho was just awesome. Yeah. I didn't really think of that as a slasher movie.
Oh, it is.
I saw Jennifer's Body last year, and that was surprisingly better than I thought it was or would be.
That's kind of revisionist too.
Is it?
A little bit. I was caught off guard
from what I understand.
I wasn't expecting much, right.
but it's good.
I came out feeling better than I had gone in.
Yeah. I laughed a lot.
I think it was funny.
There were parts in it that were meant to be funny that I laughed at, but there are also parts that were not meant to be funny that I ended up laughing at.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
So that was like the kind of the downfall to it. There are some lines in there that I was just like, come on, Diablo, do better. But overall, like... 3.5 Like, I liked it. Like, it wasn't bad. I would watch
it again.
Yeah.
Megan Fox is good looking.
And they, like, go into a pool at some point. Like, her and Amanda Seyfried, and they, like, you know, are wearing dresses and stuff. I was watching with a guy, and he got really happy at that point.
he wasn't happy the entire movie?
Well, he was the one that made me watch it, actually. But
it makes you watch out who you go into the woods with, because she's just like, hey, you want to come into the woods and make out? And then she eats them! Yeah. And it's
Because of that, I just immediately assume that women who are interested in me are going to suck out my souls and eat me. Just eat me. So I stay away.
All right, very quickly, Eitan Lees, because we don't have much time for him, like always.
Okay, well, he has his list and then his little qualifier, like, description.
He's not here to defend them.
So his five. Number five, Child's Play, because dolls will be scary forever, as he said. Four, Halloween, because Halloween is a scary holiday. the scary holiday. And three, Friday the 13th, because he was born on Friday the 13th.
Poop!
And then he wrote Scream because, that's just him. And number one, Psycho, because I am still afraid of the shower.
Oh, God.
he is, though.
He's gross.
Oh, man. No, gross. Nice list, except for Friday the 13th. Here's my biggest issue with Friday the 13th is people are always like, oh, it started Jason Voorhees, which is such an iconic character. He's the most iconic. He was not even in that movie.
But
I
haven't seen it.
Spoiler alert, because I don't care, because it's a bad movie. So you're going to realize that if it's a good movie, I'm not going to tell you anything about it. But if it's awful, which I think Friday the 13th is, I think it's a knockoff. I think it is not even, it's not funny. It's not that entertaining. It is very simplistic. Jason Voorhees isn't even in it. He died as like a 3-year-old or a 6-year-old at this camp, and his mother comes back to kill everybody there.
Ah.
And like, so like, there's no hockey mask until like the third movie anyways.
Right.
It is a crap franchise that I am not a friend of. Poop. Lots of poop in that movie.
Okay.
Sorry.
You seem to be very worked up about that.
I hate that everyone's like that it's one of the best slasher movies when, to me, it is a bad movie. It's not even like bad enjoyable. It's just bad.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't seen it.
The only thing enjoyable in that movie is Kevin Bacon gets a knife through the esophagus at one point.
Oh, wow.
But I'm not a fan of Friday the 13th, so poop. Lots of poop.
All right.
All right, so coming up next, we have Versus, but we're doing it a little bit differently. We'll explain that in just a second.
All right. Consider our fight begun.
And I have to fight defeat. Defeat your 7 evil exes?
Pretty much.
Hey. So, Versus. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to play a game that I like that I got off a podcast about movies.
All right.
It's called the Leonard Maltin Game, and it's from the podcast I Love Movies with Doug Benson. It's very funny. And how it works is
to cite your sources on that.
I can't take credit for it. It's his game, and I like to play it, so that's how it's going to go.
Right.
So what it is it's like Name That Tune, but instead of a tune, it's Name That Movie.
Okay.
I use a handy-dandy Leonard Maltin movie guide that has all of his ratings from every movie ever.
Uh-huh. Who is Leonard Maltin?
He's just a critic for LA Times, I think.
Okay.
I don't agree with majority of his critics, but, I mean, he's just got his
criticisms.
Expansive book.
Yeah.
So what I did is it's like Name That Tune, and you two are playing.
All
Ben
right.
Koch versus Lee Loughlin.
You're going down, Lee.
Probably
and this
going
is really
down.
For bragging rights. It was going to be for you again tickets. for whoever, like, went on Facebook and online and did all that fun stuff. But it ends up You Against Not in Theaters anymore. So like it's we can no longer give away those tickets.
And I don't think anybody would want to win them after you just got done trashing it.
Because it's an awful movie. Well, someone went to Wall Street. Let me tell you about that winner real fast. So we played the build a title game.
Uh-huh.
And it started with Evil Dead.
Uh-huh.
And so someone came up with a ridiculously long title.
Okay.
About that. Did you go on Mountaintop Movies and see it?
I did. I did a little.
Did you watch the game as it happened?
No, I read the last one and said, this makes no sense. And then I had to like read back to the first one and the second one. Like the second post and the third post and fourth post.
All right. So it started with Evil Dead.
Uh-huh.
And it built on by Evil Dead Poet Society.
Okay.
And then Resident Evil Dead Poet Society. Until it got down to this little ditty at the bottom, 17 posts later. Shrek, the Third Lion, King, and I am legend of King Midas' touch of evil, Resident Evil Dead Poet Society's Driftwood Stock, 3 days of peace and music and lyrics. That was
nice.
The expanded title from Matthew Willett, who won Wall Street 2 tickets.
Okay.
So very quickly, we don't have a lot of time. We have get to this game. So we're going to say first to 2 points.
Okay.
So the way it's going to work is Lee's going to start, and she can pick a movie from either 2005, 1997, two movies from 1998, or a movie from 2003. Then you'll go back and forth and wager on how many actors you can get it in, going from least known to most known.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll also give you little clues here and there. So, Lee Laughlin, pick a year, 2005, 2003, 1998, 1998, or 1997?
Let's go with 2003.
2003.
Good choice. I want to pick that, too.
All right. You sure?
I am.
All right.
Positive.
You sure?
Oh, it's going to be hard.
Positive.
It is going to be hard.
Just go. Come on.
You sure? I gotta get it.
Sure.
Do you not have it ready?
She's no. Sure.
Well, you picked a year, and it wasn't on my history, so now I got to...
You're stalling.
No, I have it right here in front of me.
Do you want me to sing again?
No, please don't. Please don't.
Get the movie quick.
All right, so it came out in 2003. All right, there, finally, it came up. There are... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 names.
Seven. Okay.
2 stars by Leonard Maltin. And he, as he says...
Two out of what? Out of four
two
or
out
five?
Of four, I believe, four? Okay. Is what he goes by. It is 97 minutes. And tricky setup for a simple story that's basically two movies added together.
Mm-hmm.
So you have 7 actors. Wager how many actors you can name it in.
What was the description again?
I'm not saying it again.
No, come on, real quick.
Two movies to rouse the fear.
Together?
Nope. 97 minutes, 2 stars. I'm not saying it again.
All right.
So you have 7 actors, Lee. Can you name it in 7?
I think I could do it in 5.
You name it in 5. So that's the 5 least known actors that are listed here. All right.
I think I could do it in 4.
4 names.
Maybe.
I think you could do it in 4.
I am. So
depending on how good you are, but you'll know people out of that one.
And these are slasher films, is that correct?
Yes, these are all slasher films.
Oh.
So, can you name it? Can you name it in less than 4, or you can tell him to name that movie?
You go ahead and name that movie.
All right,
I knew that was coming. All right, 4.
2003, 2 stars, 97 minutes. The actors in this movie, from least known to most known: Brendan Fletcher.
Okay.
Christopher George Marquette.
Okay.
Kelly Rowland. And Jason Ritter. Kelly Rowland was a Destiny's Child, by the way, if that helps you out.
Okay.
And remember the description that I gave you.
No, I don't remember the description you gave me.
It's a tricky setup for a simple story that's basically two movies added together.
A tricky story for a simple setup?
And Kelly Rowland is the only movie I'm pretty sure she's ever been in, except for maybe...
Yeah, I don't... Yeah, I follow Destiny's Child so closely. I don't know. For 2003, you said? What came out in 2003?
5.
3. I was
4.
In...
4.
High school.
3. 2.
Shrek.
Not Shrek. So the point then goes to Lee Laughlin because you didn't get it.
Yep.
If I give you the rest of the names, you think either one of you guys can get it?
Probably yes. not.
Monica Keena, Ken Kurziger, and Robert England.
Yep, nope.
I know who that is. I just,
yes, you do.
I don't.
He's Freddy Krueger. And the movie is Freddy versus Jason.
Oh, my gosh.
Freddy versus Jason.
That's why it's two movies together.
Yes.
Wait. Kelly Rowland was in that?
Yeah, she got stabbed at one point.
Also going by the... I never saw that. Mainly going by my friend's rule of thumb. If the movie has verses in the title, it's not a good movie.
That's a good rule of thumb to have. All right. So, you get
that's
to choose.
Made it all right.
Ben Koch, you are losing by one
versus.
Point. And
oh,
it's
no.
It's first to 2 points. So, yeah. You get to choose either a movie from 2005, 1998, 1998, or 1997.
All right. Well, I'm going to go with five then.
2005?
Let's go to that.
All right, we'll see. All right, this movie
current I am.
Doesn't have star rankings. It just says bomb. it was
nice.
In 2005, 90 minutes, and let's see what he says. First-time director won a contest that awarded him $1 million to make a film. He wasted it on this garbage.
Okay.
There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 names. Ben, you get to start.
10.
10 names.
I could name it in 10.
Name it in 10. 2005. All right. What about you, Lee?
Let's try for 9. You
9?
Know. Yeah.
Keep
I'm
going.
Gonna, I'm going to try.
Oh, I'm going to jump it up to 7.
7?
No, I can.
Lee?
I'm pretty sure I can do it in 7.
Lee?
Man, I might as well try for 6.
6?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to say name that film.
Oh. All right. I think you can do it. I think it's got a giveaway that if you really think about it, gives the entire movie away. All right. So, 2005, 90 minutes. Here are the names for this movie that was wasted $1 million to make a movie. Anna DeVary Smith, Gary Cole, not Gary Coleman, just Gary.
I know.
Just
like,
Gary Cole.
Important.
Jesse Jansen. You probably shouldn't have any idea who these people are.
I don't.
John Bon Jovi. He's a
really?
Big part in this movie, too. John Bon Jovi.
I didn't even know he was in a movie.
Paul James. How many am I giving you? 6?
6.
And Sandra McCoy. John Bon Jovi.
I'm looking it up.
thanks for not cheating on the last
look.
One, by the way.
You're welcome.
You don't have a lot of time here.
I don't know.
Quickly. No, any idea? Just throw a guess out. Any slasher movie that you think came out in 2005?
I have no. I don't do slasher movies.
5.
Pick the right
4
for this one.
3.
Shrek the Third.
Yeah, Shrek's, despite popular belief, is not one. What do you think it is?
It's not a slasher movie?
I'll give you another chance. What do you think?
Just
name.
Show me the answer.
Just name one. All right.
No, fine. I didn't. You're a liar.
All right. The answer was Cry Wolf.
I knew it.
I've never even heard of that
movie.
No, you didn't. All right. So it's 1-1. Lee Laughlin, you get to choose a movie from 1998,
1998,
or 1997.
Let's do one of the 98s.
One or two.
What?
What? There's two movies in 98, so pick one or one.
Pick
or the
movie.
Other.
Oh,
just,
okay.
Just give A or B, because I have them in my head
two.
Is which one I'm... All right, two. All right, 1998. We have to do this super fast. Three stars. 85 minutes, directed by Steve Miner. Let's say... surprisingly good belated sequel is plenty scary. So it is a sequel. It's surprisingly good, and it came out in 1998. You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 names. Lee Laughlin, how many can you get him in?
Let's start it with 10.
10.
8.
8.
Oh, I didn't do so well. Name that movie.
Name that movie. I think you will have no
At
problem.
At least I have 8.
I think you have no problem
okay.
naming 8 movies.
If I had gone to 7, would you have said 6?
I think you could name it in...
Just
I think you name
it.
It in
just
3. Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Okay.
He's the least known actor in this movie.
Okay.
By the way, you know who that is, right?
I know who he is. Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Chris Durand. Mm-hmm. LL Cool J.
Okay.
Janet Leigh.
Uh-huh.
Jody Lynn O'Keefe. Adam Hanbird. Michelle Williams. Josh Hartnett. It is a belated sequel that is plenty scary. Mm-hmm. 3 stars. Mm-hmm. Came out in 1998.
So familiar.
Josh Hartnett. Joseph Gordon-Levitt. LL Cool J. This is filled with people.
98?
You literally have 98? Like a minute to do this. Is it? Not even. Like, I lied. Like 5 seconds.
I don't. Shoot. I don't know. Halloween H2O.
Ah!
Is that it?
Yes. Yes. Oh, my
yes.
God.
That is
oh,
it.
Man.
Oh, you win.
Oh,
that
man.
Was, that, oh.
Nice.
That was nuts.
That was half court,
very nice. All right. Well, we have to go very quickly. Do you guys have anything to plug? Any Noun Improv, any apps, films, anything like that?
Coming up this week at Greer is Eclipse. I don't even know what I was saying. And then at Greenbrier, we have a streetcar named Desire that's playing on Wednesday and Friday. And Eclipse is on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
The Noun Improv group, we do shows. We don't have any really upcoming right now. If we do dorm shows and stuff like that, so if you want us to do a show at your dorm, find us on Facebook. We are Noun on Facebook. We have a page. Contact us, and we will try and do a show at your dorm.
So, all right. Well, I would like to thank Ben Koch from Noun Improv, Lee Laughlin as the chair of As Films. Psycho Killer by Talking Heads. What a better song to end the show. You guys have a great week. We will be back here next week. Don't go anywhere. Check out our Facebook, Mountaintop Movies. We're on there. We also do the Twitter. We have the movie blog spot. So just check us out on Facebook. You'll see us there. Fan us. Send us to all your friends. Play the games online. Win some tickets. And then tell us how you like the show. Any feedback would be phenomenal. So just do what you have to do.
Yeah.
Wonderful week. Appreciate you guys listening. I will
Thank
see you.
You
next time. Have a good one.
All right. My lips are sealed.